Waking up in Cork.
Wake up.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Oh, God.
Any hot dates over the weekend, anybody?
No.
Yeah, loads.
Loads, yeah. What defies a hot date in your world, Vic? Is it just like peace on the couch and everyone leaving you alone? Is
that, said it.
That's all you need.
Well, what you and your husband do is really cool, Vic. You kind of watch like a music festival.
Yeah, we do. Well, if there's one on, yeah, we like a bit of live music, all right.
Which is a nice date night.
Do you build a little tent in the sitting room? Like
That's exactly what we do.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Just surrounded by cans and Jack's roll.
Exactly.
Lads, the latest dating trends. Dating trends are hilarious. There's one every week. What is... Okay, I'm going to bring you the latest one. These are some ones that have been rolling around over the last couple of years. What is zombieing? Dating trend called zombieing.
Zombieing?
Yeah. Is it you only have a date at night?
No, it's when a person who previously ghosted you disappeared without a word suddenly comes back from the dead.
As he messages you.
Yeah, they've had no joy with anybody else. I'll try you one again.
It's just a
thriller. That's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
Breadcrumbing, Victoria. What's breadcrumbing?
It's like leaving little kind of, you know...
Tidbits.
Leading them on.
Little nuggets of interest, yeah. You're not giving them very much.
No.
Yeah. But you're just giving them enough to.
Yeah, I work
hold
in the
on.
Kind of medical field. That's it. Yeah, I'm not telling you anything else. That's breadcrumbing.
Okay.
Kitten fishing.
Have you just come up with these before?
No,
the show?
These are genuine.
Is kitten fishing something to do with like wanting kids or something?
No. Is that using like animals as your profile to get people interested in you?
It's a less severe form of catfishing. This is when a person uses misleading information on their dating profile to make them seem more appealing. This can include using old photographs.
The height.
15 years ago. Lying about their height
six
is a
foot.
Big, huge
Everyone's
one.
6 foot.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, standing on a keg.
I'm 6 foot, yeah.
And exaggerating about what they've achieved in life. That is called kitten fishing. Okay. It's not quite catfishing, but it's there. Groundhogging. Kelly, what is groundhogging?
Same thing over and over again.
Inspired by the movie Groundhog Day, it's a trend all about dating the same type of person over and over.
Okay.
So you're not changing it up. What is false facing?
False facing.
Wearing someone else's face.
Using a filter on your face to make it look completely different.
Rory takes the points.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
This
well
is.
I'd say girls do that a lot. Is it?
You are baked in makeup. You're horsing on the filters, and then you throw in the beauty app, and who turns up is not that person.
How are you getting on?
The teeth are very white and all the
very
pictures.
White. The turkey
Sorry.
Teeth, the whole shebang. Yeah.
Getting on.
The latest one is called Shrekking. Okay.
You pretend to be an ogre.
No.
Shower
in
mud.
Is it you're only interested in fellas who look like Shrek?
Shrekking. What do you think it could be? Yeah, no, it's again, like that could be a fetish. Yeah.
Well, there are like people who love Shrek. Like there's Shrek raves. There's people. Is it people who just love Shrek?
Do you turn up to the date dressed as Shrek?
No, that would be amazing.
That'd be
though,
class.
Yeah. So Shrekking is what Gen Z are suggesting people do now, because everyone's meeting people for dates, but they're never happy.
Yeah.
So it's bringing your expectations down. So it's going for people that are less attractive, but they have lovely personalities and they're still great people and very successful. Shrekking is lowering your expectations.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
What do you mean?
Imagine you were on a date and the girl goes to you, "Oh, it's great. It's great to be on a date here now. I've just decided to start Shrekking and you're my first one."
Yeah.
But why are they bringing Shrek into it?
Because Shrek isn't a very attractive character.
See, that's
so
what I mean.
But he found love with Fiona, even though he's brutally ugly.
Princess Fiona still fell for him.
Exactly.
But she was an ogre too.
Like, for example, Rory, your wife definitely Shrek.
I mean,
she married the donkey from Shrek. A lot of people out there are Shrekking. They're already Shrekking. They're lowering their expectations and going out and dating people that they wouldn't normally go for and finding lovely people. And that's the way to do it, lads.
There you go.
Shrekking is the future.
Hey, lads, when you're talking about that there, the Shrekking, it reminds me of, do you remember the TV ad before? How are you going? It's me, the guy from the bear.
Hey, you kid! It's me, the guy from the bar. No, honestly, it is. Hello?
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Oh my God, I don't even know, were you in Ireland when that ad was on telly?
I've heard it before.
It was for ESAT dodgy phone. It was for speakeasy, for topping up. Everyone had the €60 phones and then you just put 20 quid of credit in that lasted a day.
Yeah.
Hello, kid. Me, your man from the bell. Hello, Anna. How are you?
Hello, good morning, Casey.
Anna's in...
Vic.
You better say hello to her, she'll be very upset. Anna's in Kanturk. Now, Anna has been working over the whole weekend, and today is her rest day.
Okay.
Her day of peace. You work as a professional librarian, okay? Our first librarian on the quiz.
That.
So many questions.
So have I.
Is it a really peaceful and calm and relaxed atmosphere that you work in? I mean, it seems to be pretty stress-free.
It used to be. It's a lovely job, but it has changed over the years.
Okay.
There's too much tidying to do.
Are you allowed to read on the job?
Not really, no. There's always something to do or to be doing.
What do you do when fellas like me have 8 books belonging to you up in the attic since 2002?
Yeah.
Nothing. We don't query it. Let it slide.
Okay.
Welcome you back with open arms.
Yeah, thanks. You're the best. All right. So, listen, a lady of knowledge. Let's see how you get on.
I hope so.
60 seconds. Let's do it.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
In which city would you find the Statue of Liberty?
New York.
Mo Salah plays what sport?
Soccer.
Question number 3. Audi is a brand of what?
A car.
Question 4. Complete this band name. Walking on...
Cars.
More cars. Question 5. Who played the lead role in Home Alone? So the little boy in Home Alone was?
Mom, Macaulay Culkin.
Andrew James created what YouTube series? It was a Cork comedy series on YouTube.
Oh, what was it? A comedy sketch thing? That,
and I jumped in, said...
Snicky or something.
Yeah, the new Sminky Shorts. Question 7. Who's the lead singer with Divine Comedy?
Neil.
I'll take Neil. Okay. Question number 8. How many letter I's in the word Mississippi? Oh dear.
Three.
Go for it. Okay. No. Question number 9. What is Canada's most popular sport? Quickly.
Ice hockey.
And what age is Chris Hemsworth?
Oh God, 42.
Did you guess 42?
I did. Yes, I'm the clue.
Yeah, buzzer just had gone, unfortunately, when I hit question number 10. Yeah, see, I'm, you know, I'd love to be like, you know, really loose and kind of casual with all this. Got 19.
You can be.
19 bosses. 19 bosses with chairs and whips, and they bring you into a room. All right. New York, Mo Salah is correct. Soccer. Audi is a brand of car. Walking on cars is correct. Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin. Sminky Shorts is Andrew James.
Yeah.
By the way, Andrew, if you're out there,
make some more, will you?
We need Sminky. We need Sminky back. Neil Hannon on the Divine Comedy. Ice hockey is Canada's most popular sport.
Yeah.
And there are 4 eyes in Mississippi. MISSISIPPI.
Yes, 4, yeah.
Stinker. Okay. Chris Hemsworth is 42, so that would have been a really good guess if you got 9
well
out of 10.
Anna.
Okay.
Anna, you were brilliant. We've got a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors. We will have you back on again. Go and have a lovely rest day.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Thanks a million, Casey and Vic.
Take care. See you soon.
Bye.
Mind yourself.
Talk to you soon.
We'll do pop quiz again every morning at 8:15 if you want to grab a grand. A qualifying question at about 10 to 8. Craig David, 7 days. He's become the first British celebrity to be signed up to do this job.
Let me call the reinforcements for ya.
Is that Craig David?
Ooh, yeah. Every neighbor got their flavor. Gene keeps them kids in line. 3 little words.
It's dinner time.
Headsets down for some eyebrow. It's the OMG we ordered, man.
He's doing the Just Eat
ad. He is, yeah. I'm a bit disappointed he didn't tell us what he was going to have to eat on a Monday.
On Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, yeah.
Kelly, are you watching that? Rory, are you watching that? Vic, are you watching that? It's Telly Talk, let's have the crack.
Okay, we're back in telly season. Lots of good shows to be watching. What are you watching at the moment, Vic?
I am watching a show called Nobody Wants This on Netflix. It's like Fleabag. If you liked Fleabag, this is very similar, but like the American version. Kristen Bell and Adam Brody.
We should have an Irish version called Flabag. No?
Nah.
Kelly... This show, you're talking about the unknown number, right?
It's mental.
Oh,
it's one of the craziest things I've ever watched.
I think it's the number one show in the country at the moment. Tell it just very in 30 seconds, Kelly. Tell us the basic plot of all of this.
So it's about a teenage girl in Michigan, and she was getting over 50 texts a day, and these messages were horrible.
It was vicious,
described as cyberbullying. And the person who was sending them, they found out, the FBI got involved. It was a huge investigation in the town, and the person, you would just never expect who the person that was sending them. You just never expect that that person would have done it.
It's okay. It's not necessarily a spoiler alert, because the whole show is based around the fact, and has been sold in the trailer, that the person sending the messages
is. A single one of us has lived a perfect life.
A mother cyberbullied her own daughter, and here's what she thinks about.
Every single one of us makes mistakes. Not a single one of us has lived a perfect life. And realistically, a lot of us have probably broke the law at some point or another and not got caught.
Yeah, it was her own mother. Her own mother was sending vicious messages, trying to break up a relationship. The worst things you could send to anybody but her own child. It's called Unknown Number. It's something for you to dig into a little bit later on. National Wildlife Day today, Rory. What's your favourite animal?
Child 2 when I try to get her out of bed.
My favourite animal is my daughter. I gotta say, I'm fond of the giraffes. I do like them.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they're the closest things we have. Like the rhinos are the closest things we have to dinosaurs. But you're looking at the giraffes down a photo, and you're thinking, "What are you like?"
Yeah, well, they're about the same height as you. So
pretty much, we can look each other in the eye. And do you remember, speaking of wildlife in Cork, when an elephant broke loose and ended up in a Costa coffee shop in Blackpool?
From the circus, wasn't it? I do remember that.
Up the lock.
Oh, listen.
That's where it's happening.
It is.
Here's, I love this. Sheena got a phone call for an accusation for having an incident with a swan.
Hello?
I wish to speak to Tracy Mannion, please.
Oh, Tracy Mannion, sorry.
Tracy, how are you doing? My name is Dermot Doyle. I'm calling from the Swan Sanctuary in the lock.
From where?
The Swan Sanctuary in the lock in Cork. The sanctuary that would take care of the welfare of Corkonian swans. A small little bit of an incident that I need to talk to you about.
What about it, like?
You mean to tell me that you don't recall the incident?
I'm talking about the psycho swan who came up behind me and started biting.
The psycho swan? You distressed one of our prized swans.
I distressed him? Come here! I nearly got a chunk taken out of my ass by that thing!
You drew a kick at one of our prized swans. It's unlikely that swans would attack unless given reason.
No, I spent
the last week trying to track you down.
Anyway, it wasn't me. It was Sheena kicked him. I was walking around with Sheena. I heard it happen. I was walking around with Sheena.
You swung and drew a kick at a prize swan down in the lock in Cork last Wednesday afternoon.
A psycho, not a swan.
Had you contacted with that swan? Had you made contact to his little swan ghoulies? Chances were that that swan would have difficulty reproducing his swan ghoulies.
Swans of go out and out, boy. Come here now. I was walking around the lock, right? And I think this swan is just lamping me the whole time. And I was going, what's his deal? And as I turned around to talk to
Sheena,
as I turned around, the swan kept pecking at me ass.
The swan,
and he ran for me, he was hissing at me.
The swan was checking you out then, is it? How can you distinguish between a provoked attack from a swan and a potential mating call from the animal?
Amazing God!
Yes.
He might have been trying to me, not attack me.
It was very unlikely that a swan would go near a character like you. Some hussy.
Come here, you! Who the f*** are you doing? You may have chosen me to attack one of your swans when he went for me.
We have you on camera, you know.
Come here, camera.
Yes.
The lock. Where's
cameras
the
everywhere.
Are they attached to the swans, eh?
They're in the trees.
Are they cameramen?
Yes, they are. Hidden away.
You do not
for
have camera,
agents like you who abuse animals. What kind of an animal are you?
An animal! Come on! You're unbelievable,
that's what you are. Swan kicking. Is that the new pass? Is that the new thing now?
And come here, what will happen now, right? I'm walking around going for a walk in a public place. They don't expect to be attacked.
What if you had permanently damaged that swan?
I don't care if I damaged that swan. That swan nearly took a chunk out of my ass. I was walking around talking to Sheena. Do you want Sheena's number?
I'll gladly take her number off you. Yes, I will. Well, I'm reporting this to the guards, and there'll be a follow-up of this. Yes, there will.
Report
there will be a follow-up.
Yeah, right.
All right.
We ain't got life, you swan. Swan man, or whatever.
By the way, Tracy Mannion.
Yeah.
By the way, will you do us a favour tomorrow morning before I report you to the guards?
Yeah,
will you have it? Turn on Red FM there, because this is a phone tap.
I'm scared. I knew it.
You knew well what?
I knew it. They were all going out to me. I was mocking me over the swan taking a bite out of me. I'm kicking around anyway. I'm telling the whole of Cork now with Sheena.
Oh, really? You got caught well. You got caught well.
Caught by the ball.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Rory is training for the marathon, and you're really putting it in this year. I see you at 5 o'clock in the morning running around Carraheen.
Yeah, giving it a go.
Like a mad joke. How's it going?
It's all right. Little bit of a niggle here and there.
Well, that's just knees and hips and whatnot.
Knees and hips and what's it? 7 weeks to the Dublin Marathon. So I hope everyone who's training for Dublin is their training is going well.
Will you give the Cork one a lash then as well?
Well, sure, why not? While we're at it,
sure, you might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
Two for one.
Well done, bro.
I'm in awe of you, runner folks, because I don't know. I could run downstairs, I'd probably drop dead. But anyway, it's one of those things you have to get good at. Can I introduce everybody?
Yes.
You are a friend of the show. Hello to Elle McCarthy.
Hey,
Elle. Hello, Elle.
Hi, Elle.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Elle O'Sullivan McCarthy, what are you doing, you mad joke?
I mean, I'm not going to blame myself at this stage. I'm going to put all the blame on you, Casey. So,
all right.
You have a lot to answer for. It's kind of your fault.
Okay.
And now
I'm completely confused. Rory told me about this on Friday. I was like, we need to talk to her. What happened and why is it happening?
So I remember where I was sitting in the traffic lights in Ballinalock, and I was just, I'm always thinking, what can I do? You know, every day is just like, oh, what can I do? What can I do? Like, to help the kids. And you just played a cracker of a song, and it was like one of those ones where, do you know what? I could run off to China now and back before supper. Do you know one of those songs?
Right, okay.
Invincible. And you think it's a great idea. And I said, you know what? I'll run from Dublin to Cork. It'll be fine. And like, I knew it was probably a bad idea. So I just said, I won't think about it. I'll just go to work. I'll tell my boss, Fiona. I'll text our Hope ambassadors, Jackie Hurley and Alex Kendell, and Shane Kingston there, who works at Rail Technologies, and they're always helping us and supporting.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, this is a great idea. You know, we'll help you and do it. And then I kind of came home that evening and just died inside, really. You know, it was a moment of madness, which are a great song.
Yeah, I love how you have this bolt of inspiration. You're all giddy about it. And then when you go home, you go, Oh Jesus,
no, what have I done?
Yeah, I came home, I sat down with a cup of coffee, I had time to myself, and I said, what have you done? You can't backtrack then when Jackie's on board and Alex and Shane, and they're great stars, and you're like, oh, well, I can kind of back out now. So,
So everybody knows, Elle O'Sullivan McCarthy works for the Wonderful Hope Foundation, and she's constantly trying to come up with ways for the organisation to raise money. They're an amazing, amazing operation. You are going to run from the GPO in Dublin to Cork in 4 days, doing an average of, would it be 70 kilometres a day?
Yeah, we're hoping like 70. My husband is going with me in a camper van, and he has to be back Sunday to go to work at 7 in the evening. And he's like, do you think we'll be back like Sunday morning? Maybe Saturday night. I'm like, yeah, Alan, I don't know. Like,
could you pick up the pace a little bit there, please, Al? We got to run. Come on.
He's like, well, I have to get back to camper van, and I have to go down to Skull to work. And I was like, okay, yeah, like, I'll see what I can do, Alan. So, yeah, 70 a day. And, yeah, I mean, I know Rory will know when you're running, like, you hit a wall. But I'd say the wall will be from the GPO down to the Cork County Hall.
Yeah.
It's downhill, though, isn't it, from Dublin? Dublin to Cork is all downhill.
It's all downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ballyvourney here, I'm training in the mountains. So, I mean, I just think it's going to be flat downhill. Started.
Oh my God.
I love the way the husband has chosen to drive alongside you in the camper.
Yeah, eating a cheeseburger, drinking a flagon. Come on, keep it up, Ben.
I know, and he's great. Like, he's just so good to always support me and put up with me. But he's going to be, driving, and he's going to be listening to me moan, and he's going to be taking pictures, and he's going to be collecting money. And
brilliant. So, when is this happening? When are you starting this?
Sunday morning, outside the GPO, I think around 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, I just think there's a reason you do it, and I know Hope are just so amazing, and I just think like every day is a battle for some children, and kind of don't realise it, and then you see them fighting for survival, and you go, well, do you know what? I'll just get over myself, and amazing. It's about them. And
so, have you got like a GoFundMe or something set up at the moment, or where can we point people to help you out with a few bob?
Yeah, it's at hopefoundation.ie.
Okay.
So Ness and Kavanagh there has done a great job on our socials there. I mean, I know people work hard for their money, and I mean, I appreciate if it's even a euro, I'll run that mile for a euro. You know, I just think it's
Elle, you're a legend. Anything you can do.
HopeFoundation.ie. She's doing something incredible for an incredible cause. So please give her as much support as you can. And on the morning that you take off, we'll be on the phone to you to give you a little bit of a little bit of a countdown. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks. You can calm me down from my.
We will.
You will.
Fair play to you.
Would it be okay just because when people do help you out, I just really appreciate it and I don't take it for granted. And I know the people around Ballyvourney, they're so good to support me always. And they might think I'm a mad one, but they'll still have my back and be there for me. But Fallon, Ballyvourney, our main sponsors, Rail Technologies, St. Paul's Garda Credit Union, KPMG Cork, Pharmacy First Plus, they're doing all our logos and signage, Robert White Ingenuity, Essex Ireland, Ernest Young Ireland. I know I sound like I'm running for the presidency.
Okay, down through your list, all right.
Plan B, Humberland, Ballyvourney, AGM Security, Karen Desmond. And you know what? I give a shout out to Timmy because I was struggling up a mountain one day in the heat wave and he was driving his tractor and he gave me water and he was running like I was running
Timmy.
The tractor and he's throwing me out water. So everyone, yeah, thanks for your support.
Well, all right. L. O'Sullivan McCarthy, who's running from Cork to Dublin to raise money for kids. Amazing. We'll talk to you soon. Yay! Well done, all right.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Yes, you are mad. Okay, yes, this is a mad idea, but you will do it. You will do it. Best of luck, Elle.
Thank you.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.